Oh, what a great privilege to be with Reverend Mrs. Funke Felix Adejumo. We are into our personal private life because we believe that we are quite a number of pastors' wives who will be willing to learn from this great woman of God. Mommy, we are so grateful that you allowed us into your personal life.
Thank you so much. My honor and privilege.
Thank you. Mommy, there are quite a number of people who see you as a great mentor. And they are desiring to know, how does this woman's day run? Can you tell us, how does your day run? Some people believe you are just one superhuman that, you know, you just want to know, do you come from sky every day?
You know how to ask questions. Well, my day begins the moment God gives me the privilege to open my eyes. I go on my face.
Wow.
To first say, thank you, Lord.
Wow.
I put my forehead on the floor. Thank you, Lord, for another morning.
Wow.
Then I stand up. I go to my husband's side of the bed.
Wow.
Either I hug him or I give him a peck. I call him different names.
And you do this every morning?
Every morning.
Wow.
Sometimes I sing for him. Oremi, Ade Remi Mi, Ishola Mi Ala Yomi. I will love you forever. If he's still asleep, he'll be opening his eyes. Good morning, darling. Hello, Lori, how are you doing? And then when I'm done, I now, after he's in the bathroom, I go on my face. My husband and I have our quiet time together every day. We have prayed together for 35 years, every day, morning and night.
And you start what time?
When we wake up. As we age now, we wake up when we wake up.
But your
before,
early days.
Yeah. In the early days, five-ish. And then as we begin to age. But now, I wake up sometimes to 9.
Yeah, because
Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse number 13. It is good for a man to eat and drink and enjoy the works of his hands. It is the gift of God. I wake up when I wake up.
Because God has helped you to live up.
And I just go on my face.
Wow.
Wow. Oji kan du kan pa.
Wow.
Opa kan we mi ye.
Wow.
O tun ti de laaro itore eji mi o. Olorun ayo baba lola Olorun Felix Adejumo.
Wow.
Mo gbe yin ga o mo yin yin logo. Pari ola ipekun ola. Ibi ti gbogbo ogbon pari si.
Wow.
Tani mi eyin te gbe ta laka dide latori akitan. Te gbe joko sori aga pelu awon omo alade. Mo ma tun de laaro yi Olorun ninu awon orun. Oba to bi aru oba rerere bi osun. Alaanu mi, olufe mi. Sometimes I'm in tears.
Wow.
Just worshiping him. Because who am I? I'm not than I minimum 1 hour.
Wow.
Minimum.
Wow.
Praise, I pray.
Wow.
But we study the Bible separately.
Wow.
But prayers, we pray together. When the kids were younger, before they got married and they were still living with us, we will now, after we're done, they can come to our room or we come downstairs and then we pray together, get them ready for school and all that. In 35 years, my husband and I, we cook together. Up till now.
You mean daddy enters the kitchen with you?
Up till now.
That's interesting.
That's why it's important to marry your friend.
That's interesting.
Marry your friend. He doesn't reduce his anointing as bishop. That's why I tell my husband, if you cough in church, I'm blessed. Because you live what you preach. Felix Adereme Shola Adejumo, he lives what we preach.
Wow.
He has never shouted at me once in 35 years. Raising his voice, not once I've shouted. He's never shouted.
God.
I am so blessed.
Wow. So, mommy, you mean you lie down like that?
Every day. I do it even on the plane. I do it in the toilet.
Wow.
Airport toilet.
Not the respected Funke Felix Adejumo, the woman that preaches all over the globe. You mean you?
Who made her so? Who dashed monkey banana?
Hey, but you know, we expect somebody like you to, you know, Father will bless
Kalebo
you.
Shantara, bagbalagbao, you must do well. No, 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 I want you to fully baleo. Oh, but only come a be. Just him be. There's no me without him.
Wow.
Even at TBS, anywhere, everybody, they have left me to name. Even even the ushers, they know when it's worship time. In church, I do it, I lay down, ask them. I will never forget to do that.
Mommy, this is a big lesson.
My dear soul.
Just seeing you worship there was quite touching for me, because that means you're telling us that you make God see that you are nothing before Him.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Now, Mommy, let's get into this issue, because we really want you to speak to women, and I mean women in general, as wives, as mothers. How does a woman fit into the life of her husband to be the true helpmate that God has called her to be? Especially because women come into the life of a man at different levels. There are some women who will come from a family that is okay. The man might be coming from a family that is not too good. There are some women who are coming from a very low family, and then the husband is up here, and then they come into the life. And you find that sometimes you see in some marriages, even though they are married, but you can't say that the woman is really a helpmate, a helper suitable, fitting for the man. Can you talk to us? Can you talk to women on how to be a helper that really fits into the life of the man? Because we see you and Daddy, you know, there's so much royalty around the two of you, and it just shows that you fit in perfectly into.
Thank you very much. Okay. I believe that marriage is a calling. And if you understand it, you will know that each one has a role to play. For instance, a woman is a multiplier. That's why we have the womb. When a man gives you love, you multiply it back to him. The man gives you sperm, you give him children. The man gives you an attic, you give him a house. The man gives you frustration, you will show him that you are a man, a woman. Go and ask her, you know, go and ask Sarah. Because every woman is a bee, B-E-E. We can produce honey, but we can sting. So that's the starting point. A man should show his wife love and affection. My husband tells me regularly that I should not die under his shadow. That he doesn't want to be an average African man. So why will I not honor him? Why will I not be a helpmate to him? Why will I not submit to him? And by the way, the word submission is not in that demonic way they define it. Submission is not subjugation. Shut up, sit down, come here. So submission is strength put under control. You are a well-to-do woman.
Strength put under control.
You are anointed. You are this, you are that. But you give the man the lead, the leadership. You say, let him, you defer to him. You don't struggle with him. So when, as a man, you handle your wife and you treat her like a queen, she's a multiplier. She will treat you like a king. That's the secret of our relationship.
Mommy, I think I should cut in there and ask you this question. Because see, again, when you are telling us when you wake up, how your day goes, you wake up, talk to greet God, and then you greet your husband. And it appeared to me that you are very creative in the way you demonstrate love towards him. And how do you, because you just said here now that the woman is a multiplier, the husband gives her love, she's supposed to multiply it back. But there are some women who really do not know how. And they just feel, okay, well, if I've cooked for him, I wash his clothes, I greet him honey and all that. But the dimensions you seem to come in, can you give us some insight into how women can really demonstrate and that they are multiplying the love their husband is giving them?
My husband makes it easy for me to show him love. That's my point. He simplifies the process for me.
Okay.
He loves me. He gives me space. He showers me with encomiums. He makes me understand that I'm not a misfit. Wow. I'm not a witch in his life. He shows me that I'm his friend. So He has simplified it. That's what a woman is looking for. You don't shout at your wife. You don't prefer another woman to your wife. You don't make your wife feel that she's the reason why your ministry is not growing. You appreciate her. Do you know what it means to carry pregnancy? Do you know what it means to go to the delivery room? I have an orphanage. And that means that some women gave their lives while they were trying to have the babies. And then you still maltreat this woman and expect her to follow you in ministry, to be, you know, whatever I do for my husband is not a gift to him. He earned it by treating me the way I want to be treated as a woman. And that's a big lesson to pastors. You can't put ministry before your wife, treat your wife like a trash. She doesn't know how to dress up. She doesn't know how. My husband will buy outfits, hide under the car seat, and give me the car key while I'm done. He will call me, "Hello, darling, where are you? You need to park the car." I say, "Hey, any problem?" I say, "No, just park the car. Check under the something." Wow. And I'll find, you know, he's also creative about showing me love. So I have grown in that creativity. Wow. That is the starting point.
Wow. So if I get you right now, he started the creative approach to showing.
He did. Fantastic. Many pastors are too busy with ministry, prayer.
We want to also address men that are not even ministers, because mm-hmm. we hope to come back for those who are pastors.
Some.
This one we are dealing with women
because
general. Yeah.
You are the general manager of your corporation. So when you come back home, you have forgotten to remove the cloak, that managerial cloak. You order everybody everywhere. Maybe my food. Come to my room for sex. Excuse me, come down from cloud 7 and be your wife's friend so you can get the best out of that marriage. That is the starting point. Also, to the women, marriage is a calling. And it is hard work. You just have to make up your mind to make it work. I know it takes a lot to be married to some difficult men, very difficult men. But please do not allow marriage to change you as a woman. Receive that man, accept him as a gift of God. Invest into him and show him love as if Jesus were living, you know, was to be living in your house. You know, so accept him and show him love. I have 15 major reasons why I'm leaving. But the first one is being Mrs. Felix Adejumo. My husband is my lifetime assignment. I told God, if he fails, God should hold me responsible. I am that committed to him. So I want to do everything to make sure that he does not fail.
Sorry, mommy, you are confusing me here. You are up here. You have a ministry to the body of Christ. You have an organization that is serving the society, and we could call you a upper end woman, and now you are saying that your husband is the number one assignment. Mm-hmm. How do you balance that?
he is, and I say it, and I'm very proud to say it. If you were not married, it's a different thing. I didn't want to be married because I didn't see good examples around me. Wow. My parents were okay, but I still didn't want my married dad. If this is all that is about marriage, then I don't want it. Then I got born again at the age of 14, and I thought, oh, well, life is different now. And I began to look at marriages, pastors and others, and I wasn't impressed. So I vowed never to be married.
Wow.
Never to be married. I hate to do things haphazardly. And then God gave me an encounter. And eventually I said to God, if you give me the privilege of being married, I will be an example, a colossal example. So I put in everything, and God now made it so beautiful that I'm married to my friend.
Wow.
So as a woman, you just make up your mind to be committed to that marriage and to make it work. I understand that it is a lot of work, but it is workable, it is doable, and it is possible. At the same time, I want to say to you as a woman, you must learn to invest into your life, into yourself. I didn't marry my husband as a graduate. He was at the University of Ibadan. I did not marry him as a graduate. But when I came into his life, I noticed that I needed to brush up. So I went back to school.
Wow.
I first did NCE.
Wow.
And then after that, I noticed my husband's circle of friends was changing. God was lifting him.
Wow.
He began to mentor governors. Church members were becoming commissioners and this and that. So I went back to school for my first degree.
Wow.
after four children. And I came out leading the class. Then I began my master's. I just finished my life coaching course last week. And I came out with high merits. I'm a certified life coach now. And I'm still doing another course. So I keep improving. Because I just want a time to come when I will no longer fit my husband. He's a high-end man. I want to continually be relevant in his life.
Mommy, you see, again, we've done something here that you are able to picture that is moving up in life, and you saw the need for you to match up,
to self-develop.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Mommy, can you talk to women who just feel that, look, I'm married to him. You just said it, after four kids.
Yeah.
You went to, what are you looking for? You are his wife. There's nothing that can change that. So why did you have to go that far?
Self-improvement is the greatest thing you can do for yourself as a woman. Let me tell you the truth. Your husband, your children, they are only in transit in your life. You're met here on earth. If Jesus tarries, you won't go at the same time. I feel so fulfilled. I can add value to my husband. I feel so fulfilled that when my husband is not there, people can defer to me. I let him mentor me. I let him pour into me. But I don't waste the grace. Now, he's not home. I had to preach in church yesterday, and it was a blast. So he's invested into me, and I don't want to waste it. So as a woman, you need to feel, you know, fulfilled. That's why the totality of your financial life should not be dependent on your husband. There is no man that can adequately take care of every need.
But mommy, that's against what people quote as the Bible. They say that in the Bible, a man that cannot provide for his household is worse than an infidel.
But Proverbs 31 says, the woman seeketh a land and buys it. She seeketh a land and buys it.
Maybe it's the money that the man gave her.
And you notice that the Bible says her merchandise comes from afar. She clothed herself in silk and cotton. Her husband is known.
Wow.
Her husband.
Wow.
Times change. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse number 1. God who before used to speak through now. Principles don't change, but methods change. So in those days as a woman, you didn't need to work. You just sit at home, the man brings you food and all that. Times have changed. Wake up. Times have changed. No matter what your husband even gives you, there is a fulfillment that comes from you being able to add something, drop something, buy something, buy bra, buy tomatoes.
But mommy, some people say they are calling his full-time housewife.
Because, God forbid, if anything happens to that man, I'm just waiting for your in-laws. They will show you that their son is the owner of everything.
Because some feel that, look, they are called to be full-time housewife. They will take care of their children.
It's fine. But while you are even in full-time, can't you do something? Can't you write books? You can be a full-time housewife if that is your calling. But please, while you are in that full-time, can you please do full-time online courses? Can you please do full-time business? Can you sell something, even online? Try it and see the fulfillment it brings your way. If you're in full-time, you're a full-time housewife, and your husband meets all your needs, please, I beg of you, save a little. Don't eat with 10 fingers because of rainy season. And I tell you, it's going to give you some psychological fulfillment. And don't be surprised, because in Africa, you are not only married to the man, you are married to his brothers, his sisters, siblings, and all that, the parents.
Yeah.
You need to have your own. You need to be able to bring something home. You need to contribute something. Imagine how your husband will feel about it. Can you imagine buying your husband a car? Even if he doesn't need it, it goes into record. Don't let your financial times have changed. When I was a child, I used to speak as a child. Times have changed. Women are doing great things for all that she does.
Yeah. Mommy, now, I wanted to, because you see, as you just talked now, it touched something in my mind. After four children, you went back to school. Can you speak
and
to...
And I'm still in school.
And you're still in school. Can you speak to women who married their husband and when they came into the life of the man, they were at the lower end? How can they navigate? Maybe, for example, the husband is a master's holder or a PhD holder, or is some up there in the society, and the man loves them, brought them in, but they had nothing to really show to match up. Just like you have said, you saw that daddy was getting to the point where he mentors governor and then you. How do you advise women to be? How do you advise women to navigate their way to be able to match up? Because that for me is quite instructive. Maybe some women will be listening to what you are saying.
Thank you very much. It's even simpler now. Online, the world has become a global village. Mm. There is nothing you want now that you can get online. My dear, just Google self-development or something school. Pay online, be in school. Few months, you have your certificates. Or do a weekend course. Your husband will be very proud of you if he truly loves you. Mm. But for you to just sit down, only Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. No man. If not, you will expire. This is one of the reasons for adultery. We don't justify it, but this is one of the reasons. You have to improve on yourself, your academics, your spiritual life, the way you dress. For 10 years, I didn't wear jewelry.
Wow.
The first time I put on jewelry, my husband said, "You look like a woman." See my wedding picture.
Wow. 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 Wow.
One day I said to my husband, "How can you bring that kind of a woman to the house?" He said he saw beyond the physical beauty. So when I went, marriage clocked 25 years, wow. We redid it. See that one? Can you compare the two?
World of difference.
We redid it.
You look like old woman there.
And now I am 57.
Wow.
Look at me. And my husband is happy.
Mm.
So, when we talk about self-improvements, it's not even only in school. Go to school, do online courses, but improve on yourself.
Wow.
Treat yourself well. Eat well. Be healthy. God forbid, my dear, if you die because of husband and children, while you are still in the mortuary, the man will eat. He will take ice cream. The children will still play ludo. So, as a woman, please like yourself enough to improve on yourself. Don't let the gap be so wide. Too many Jezebels want to come in. You can't afford that. Your husband is watching sports. Arsenal is playing against Barca. You can't contribute nothing. The man is speaking politics. You are speaking only tomatoes and all that. It doesn't work that way. Times have changed. We need to wake up as women. And I know a lot of you women, you're trying your best. And we pat you on the back. We say, well done, well done. Some of you are married to men that are not grateful, men that are not appreciative enough of what you are doing. Don't give up. Just keep on. One day, God will reward you. Even your children's lives, you know, will be a reward by God's grace. And some of you, your husbands they've done so many things that you find it hard to forgive them. For your own sake, please forgive. Because if you don't forgive, like a man of God said, you are like someone taking poison and expecting another person to die. That's life.
Well, again, mommy, let's flip the coin. There are women who are up, and when they marry their husband, the men do not look like it. Maybe the man had not gone to school, and they have a degree or two, because I've met a few women like that. They might be financially okay and the husband is not yet balanced and all of that. How can such women help their husband to play a role as a helper in the life of the man? I once had the story of a man, the Audi Motors, that the wife was once upon a time a business person. She was working as a civil servant. But as a trader, she brought him into some of the things. And that helped the life. The point I'm trying to make is that he helped the man into certain things that what we could see now. Now, how do you advise women who probably are more entrepreneurial than their husbands, or they are all on upper end, and the man probably might have the potential, but the woman do not know how to navigate. Can you speak to such a woman?
A woman is a coverer. And that is the way God has ordained it. If the man is the one that is up there, pull your wife up. My husband pulled me up. And if it's the other way around, as a woman, pull your husband up without telling the matter in the marketplace. Cover him up. Help him.
Mommy, why did you put that cross without telling the matter in the marketplace?
Because some people, once they help you, everybody in the world will know. I prefer that you don't help me than tell my matter everywhere. No man wants that. Let him be able to still preserve his dignity, you know, and his manhood and everything that he is. But, you know, fingers are not equal. There's a way God has ordained this thing. So if you are, as a woman, you are the one that God has blessed, help your husband and present it in such a way that even the children will know that the man still has honor in the home. There's nothing wrong with that at all.
Now, Mommy, how do you advise women who are high-flying women to be able to balance being a wife? Just like when we look at you, you're invited everywhere. Everybody talks about Funke Felix Adejumo everywhere and all that. And yet you are able to balance being a wife. There are career women out there who probably are the CEO of their companies, the MD or whatever it is. And balancing being the wife to their husband, just like we would say some men are busy, they too appear busy. What's your tip or your advice?
When I'm out there, I am Reverend Funke Felix Adejumo. The moment I step into this compound, I am somebody's wife. The cap is removed. Everything is removed. I kneel down to greet my husband.
Wow.
On my knees.
You kneel down to greet your husband.
I am somebody's wife. I defer to him. I don't take a meeting without first asking my husband, as busy as I am. He approves. And if it clashes with anything, it doesn't matter who has invited me. It is cancelled. People can tell you, I don't care. The person can call me names. The person can say, oh, she disappointed us. She doesn't have integrity. It doesn't bother me. Once my husband, he comes first. I've had to cancel meetings. I mean meetings. Heavy duty meetings. Just because I needed to be with my husband. So, that's how it works here. When my kids started having children, I will be in the hospital with them. No meeting. Every meeting is cancelled. I mean, my jeans and my whatever. Praying. I'm on the floor until the babies come out. I'm somebody's mother. I'm somebody's grandmother. Ministry takes back seat. My family takes the first seat. My husband in this order. My husband, then if I'm, we're not married, is a different thing. But because I'm married, this is how I run my life. My husband, children, their spouses and grandchildren, and then ministry. And gradually I'm even slowing down. I don't take every meeting now. And then my husband and I, we have our us time. When we couldn't afford it, even with the kids, we just travel within Nigeria. We drive us, we drive, check into the hotel, we park, spend 3 days, then we take off again, you know, going to Obudu. You get to Abuja, you get to this place, you get to that place, we just, you know. So, now that God has at least made us a little comfortable, we have a time. Go to Dubai, 12 days, go to Paris. I remember one time, we were on boat cruise, and I saw how the white people were just showing love, love, love. So I carried my head, I put on my husband's chest. I said, thank God, no church member is here. So we have we have family time to also, because you can't win the whole world. You can't.
Also look at it this way, because you're just talking about some of those things you do. What role does prayer play in the life of a woman in being a helpmate to her husband, and also being a mother to her children? because I just heard you talk about prayer, because almost everything you say, you pray. Mm-hmm. So can you help us see?
If you don't pray, you will become a prey. P-R-E-Y. If you don't pray as a woman. If you pick up my phone, you will see different alarms. When I pray for my husband every day, when I pray, I cover him. When it's my children's turn. And Lord, that's how I've been doing it for years.
Wow.
If I don't remember to pray for any protege or any church member, I pray for my husband. And at a point, God led me to start leading women and mothers to pray.
Wow. So, can you tell us about that?
We call it Mother Summit. It's 10 years now that we've been doing this, and we've been in 20 cities, different countries of the world. We just come together for a minimum of 3 hours, and what we do is we pray. We pray for our children. We, you know, we secure their future. We pray, cover them. We Satan proof them. We pray in tongues. We pray in understanding. Whether you are, I see Muslims come. I see senators' wives come, wrap their heads. I see them sit down, carry their children's picture. We pray. Ah, the world is so fragile. We need to sustain it with prayer. So every woman should pray, cover.
When is the next one coming? Where is it coming?
Okay. Well, in Nigeria, the next one will be in November. That's the Lagos one. As we have in America, we have in Canada, first week. And we have the flyers all over social media.
So what
happened? Yes. So it has nothing to do with religion. You come to pray for your children. We pray for our husbands, the fathers of our children. And then we pray for ourselves too, as women. I don't joke with prayers.
Okay, mommy, as we round up this, what's your advice for women on playing their emotional duties to their husbands? From the issue of sex to the issue of milling around their husband, showing emotional affections. What's your advice for women? Because some women believe that, look, this sex issue is not food. And some feel like, why will I be dotting around him like a cat? I just want to be myself.
Amazing. If you are not yet married, I beg you, marry your friend. A time comes in marriage when sex is not the issue anymore.
Yeah.
Friendship. So I just jumped the gun to say that. Marry your friend. Sometimes my husband is sitting, I just tiptoe around him and I just tickle him. And I say, yeah, even not imagine. Yeah. And they laugh. Just for us to laugh. And he does the same thing for me. Wow. He lifts me up from the ground and then, you know, he spins me around. You saw Ludo when you came in.
Yeah.
Every Sunday evening.
You play Ludo?
Minimum.
Wow.
Any day there's no service, we go downstairs there, carry Ludo. As we went to Canada, I bought it along.
Wow.
We so play Ludo. Ludo to the two of us, we play Ludo. We
so
laugh.
Who wins?
Oh.
Who's the champion?
He wins, but I try sometimes to cheat. When I notice that I'm not winning, I just scatter the thing. Nobody has won this one. So he was able to laugh, you know, and all that. Sex is very important to a man. It's sometimes probably.
Mommy, sorry, please. I want to talk a little on that, because see that milling around. So women need to learn how to be able to mill around their husband.
As a man ages, he becomes more dependent. As a woman ages, she becomes more independent. I've cooked meals. I've served. Means I want a life. It's an unconscious thing and it's a psychological thing. I can do it myself. I've tried it. But as a man ages, he wants you around him. He tells you he misses you. So it's important for you as a woman to please kneel around your husband. Befriend him. Don't just be his wife. Be his lover. Be his girlfriend. Share with him. Play with him. Touch his head. He's been doing that when you were newly married. It is now your turn to do it for him. Call forth the baby boy on his inside. He's seen things in life. He's been faced with vicissitudes, problems, challenges. Let him run to your loving arms. I know you have your own issues too, but please, as a woman, make this work. Invest into your husband. If the man is a busy man, or the man is a pastor, is a minister, he needs it more, because too many people are in his life. He's counseling, he's carrying their problems, he's carrying the in-laws, he's carrying this, you know, and all that. So he needs you in his space. And as a woman, you need to do that. Sex is very important to a man, maybe more than a woman. When a man has sex with you, he has conquered you. When you have sex with a woman, to her, she owns you. So as a woman, your husband needs it. When a man is sexually satisfied, he becomes emotionally stable, more stable for you. The man needs it. It stabilizes him. It helps him. You know, the body contact protects him from the Delilahs and the Jezebels. So please, don't joke with that. It's very, very important. Do not allow the devil to use that against your marriage. Forgive. Move on. He doesn't have time for you. He has more time for you. You know, mature. Stop honoring every invitation to quarrel. Please. Madam, you have now grown. You are grown up now. You can't be fighting every day like you used to do when your marriage was 2 years old. Life changing.
Okay, Mommy. The other time when we were to start this interview, you were talking about women finding meaning, finding center for them. Can you please help advise women on how to find fulfillment in their lives? Because some women just feel, look and say, all my life is about the man. All my life is about the children. And how can a woman really find fulfillment with her life, and then fulfillment that cut across all her areas of responsibilities?
Thank you very much. That is one of the reasons why I'm alive.
Wow.
To help women find their purpose. I'm an influencer. I believe in the institution of marriage. I'm a marriage counselor. I'm a coach. But I believe that a woman's life should not end in the kitchen. Your daddy did not pay school fees just for you to sit down and rot away. Support your husband. Help your children. Stand by him, but have a life. Have a life. Particularly the African woman. Most of the time, when a woman becomes a widow, her life stops. Everything crashes. Let's change the narrative. As a woman, do something with your life. Do something with your hand. I'm a life coach. I went to school to be certified. I'm a marriage counselor. I'm an author. That has nothing to do with my husband. I'm assistant to my husband as a pastor's wife. I'm still, you know, I'm a grandmother of 7 with the 8 on the way. I got rest. I have my biological children. I'm involved in their lives. But I have a life. I have a life. I'm not a pastor. I'm a pastor's wife. But I'm a preacher. I'm a conference speaker. I have a life. I'm a businesswoman. I'm an investor. I have a life. So as a woman, have a life. You don't want your children to wake up one day and ask you, Mom, why didn't you go to the university? Mommy, why is it that until daddy gives you money, you can't buy tomatoes? Mommy, where were you when the other women were building and buying shares? You don't want that kind of a question. It's killing. So please have a life. Now, work with your husband. Let him know that you also want to do this. Maybe it's a business. Maybe it's a going back to school. Maybe it's this. So keep to have peace in your marriage. But don't leave, because you're going to wake up very soon and realize that you are 80. You're 75. Then you look back and you're wondering, what exactly did I do with my life? What exactly? So please have a life. Do something with your life. Some of you have books. Please write books on catering, books on mathematics, books on this. You don't need a microphone to be known. No, you don't. Some of you can do small businesses online. Get your children, let them help you put it together. Some of you can blog. There's money in this thing. Come on, you can be YouTubers. YouTube pays you. Just like I'm paid too. So, and I know you are paid too for your YouTube. So, something with your life. You are. When you were born, you came naked but not empty. As a woman, there is something on your inside. Mm. If you were never married, won't you survive? Mm. Won't you have a life? Mm. Are there no women that are single parents with three children? They have a job. So do something. Can I say this to married women? That title, MRS, Mrs., one of the greatest honors you can have, yes. Once it is removed from your life, whatever remains is your actual value.
Wow. Wow.
So it's an addition.
Wow.
MRS, it's a great title. We thank God for it. But remove it. Whatever remains in your life is who you really are. That is Funke Felix Adejo. There are honors I get because I am married to Felix Adejo. And I'm grateful for that. But once you remove that title, MRS, what remains, my dear? That is who you really are. So you better add value to that one. You better add value to that one. So that if your husband is not around, people can still listen to you.
Mm.
If your pastor's wife, for instance, the honor and the respect you will have should not be because you are the pastor's wife. It should be because you can be a blessing. People will listen to you and they are blessed. Wow. So, but if you don't invest into your life, there's nothing you can do with that. And please save, don't eat with 10 fingers. Some of you are wearing as gold the cement you should have used to build your houses.
In fact, that even reminds me of me. It amazes me that with your level of this thing, you wear things that are beautiful yet simple, not necessarily flamboyantly expensive and all that. I'm wondering, you can afford it.
How many widows that I'm helping? How many children that I'm sponsoring? And then I must save, because the time comes when I can no longer run around.
Oh.
And that is one thing with God. There's another thing every salaryman that is processing already. In some years time. Central Laye Balamani. Till anybody that you have to do. I'm not competing with anybody. I don't need to wear gold. There's nowhere they will write it that what you are wearing, is it gold or when elements? Sometimes my outfit is just 5,000 naira.
Eh?
I'm telling you, 2,500.
Wow.
600 naira. I don't buy it.
When some of the things you are wearing should be 200 to
300.
Amen. A woman of your status.
Not at all. I'm too wise not to waste money.
Wow.
I'm too wise.
Too wise not to waste money.
And when you now nurture people,
too wise not to waste.
They will nourish you. Most of these things are gifts from lives that God has used my life to touch. I can't walk into Gucci and be buying something. I'm not comparing myself. People that buy it, I bless God for them. But if you give it to me, I'll carry it. I carry it, but to carry my money, I'm too idiot. And then I have too much.
Okay, Mommy, let's close on this. You know, as you are speaking, I just felt that there will be women out there who will be saying, this man, why not talk about women who have husbands that are difficult? Because all this one that Reverend Mrs. is talking about, that would have been good for husbands and for women who marry husbands that are okay. But my husband is a madman, he's a bully, he doesn't allow me. How can a woman still find fulfillment despite all these challenges?
If your life is at stake, get out of that relationship. And please quote me. The covenant of life is superior to the covenant of marriage. I run a home for women. I call it Another Chance Home. The stories are killing.
Wow.
Killing. Kneel down, dear, you goats. That's the man talking to his wife.
Wow.
Close your eyes, face the wall, and raise your two hands up.
Wow.
In marriage. That's why we keep telling women, be empowered. Have something. Because it's one of the reasons why some women cannot leave abusive relationships. It's not right. If the man, one lady sent a text to me, I've caught my husband twice trying to use our baby, our daughter, for money ritual. I said, get out. I don't break marriages, but that man is going to use you eventually. And the man said to her, don't worry, we'll have another one. Now that the man knows you know, he will be on the way. If your life is at stake, please, get out. Stay in a safe distance. and then talk to counselors, talk to your pastor, your imam, or whoever the man will listen to. Let's know if that marriage can be salvaged. What if it has nothing to do with life? If it is, my husband is, he doesn't take care of us. My husband is too. We can manage that. And it's not every woman that a man can slap. That's why we keep telling you, invest into your life. When the man raises his hand and remembers who you are. When you too, he knows that when he needed 2 million last week, you were the one that gave it to him. He won't be slapping you. When he knows that if he tells you to pack out, even the window blinds are going. The curtain is, the rug is going. The man will not be slapping you back anyhow. When he knows that you can reason at his level, when he's talking politics, you are contributing. He wanted to start a business, you contributed, whether your wisdom or money. There is a measure of respect that the man will have for you. But there are some men that are just evil. They are the second calabash to the devil. They maltreat their wives. They go into adultery and they don't give a damn. One woman said to me that she's had 11 houses and the man has slept with almost all of them matrimonial bed. So there are some men like that. It's a pity that you have found yourself in that. Number one, pray. Okay. Number two, seek for help. Does he listen to anyone? Number three, maybe once in a while, wake him up at 2 a.m. Talk to him. Find out what is it that you are doing that he does not like and makes him to behave this way. Find out, and you might need to change your ways. Maybe some of you, the way you dress, maybe some of you, the way you talk to the man, maybe when you serve his food, you do as if it doesn't matter. And the girlfriend outside is treating the man with dignity and honor. Sometimes it happens like that. No man wants an old woman, an old bride. At 37, you look 67.
And just the man like the way you don't want to go old.
And the man is been complaining and telling you, maybe every time he wants to touch you, he wants to have sex with you, you are speaking in tongues. Or you are just complaining, my head, my shoulder, my knees, my... You know, the man is frustrated too. Because sometimes we need to listen to these men too. Or maybe sometimes there's one jazz somewhere, somebody is throwing arrows. That's why you need to know God for yourself. And you need to pray and come against everything that is working against your marriage. At what point did the marriage start collapsing? Find out what exactly is the problem and work it out. With prayers, with wisdom, with treating the man like a king, with speaking to the children to speak to him or his mentors, with repackaging, rebranding, you to contribute. Maybe the man is even on edge. It was the one that helped you to bury your grandmother. It was the one that helped you to pay school fees. So the man too is frustrated. And it is hurting people that hurt people. So you need to ask him, why, what's going on?
Mommy, I just remembered something. There are women out there too that might be talking about the fact that in-law problem, external factor on their own. Can you speak to them? They have so much of in-law problem. Mother-in-law, sons, sister-in-law.
Mothers-in-law, sisters-in-law. Let us stop fighting women against women. Let's change the narrative. Enough is enough. Your daughter-in-law is not your enemy. Then your mama, you to want your mama, say, yeah, you call. Then you need mom. Then you find mom. Mom, you more. I'm on your woman. I'm on in short hour. I'm on in short hour. You call me. No, I'm on the I have to prepare when my children, will get married. So please, let's change the narrative. Women fighting is enough. It's bad enough. We have enough issues. And as a man, please stand up for your wife. I thank God for my husband. He stood up for me when I was having this kind of problem with my sister-in-law. He stood up. I'm not bam, And today we're the best of friends. My sister-in-law, she's born again now. And we're the best of friends. And then I say, woman, please, treat your in-laws too very well. When your in-laws are coming, do not change your face and begin to treat them as if, he's their son, he's their brother. They show you, I know some are difficult, but please try your best. Don't begin to serve mama as if you know, she's a dog. Don't begin to treat your in-laws as if, you know, I thank God I have a good rapport with my in-laws. And also, some of you in-laws, you just want to frustrate these women. And some of you husbands, you are looking the other way. It doesn't work that way. Let's come together as a family. Let's help out. And I don't believe that mothers-in-law should be staying with their children 3 years, 5 years.
But some want them to stay in their house.
If they want them, that's fine. Can they please create a place so that when they, so that the husband can be, he can be in his boxers.
No, what I mean is that some, well, mother-in-laws have apartments that are big and they want their children to stay with them.
Is that scriptural? For this reason shall the man leave. That's what the Bible says. It is wrong to live with your parents as a married person. Go get a boy's quarters and leave your parents' mansion. There's no way that that marriage will not have issues if you have to be living. It's not right. And parents, if you are blessed enough, why don't you get a place for them? Please. It helps marriages. It's not right. That's when you will know when they quarrel. You know when they have their misunderstanding. You will know when they are eating only 2 pieces of meat. You will know that, this girl cannot even cook very well. So this girl, they will just be exposed unnecessarily. It is not right at all.
Wow, what a great opportunity to draw from the fountain of the wisdom of this great servant of God. Mommy, please, can you pray for the women out there? Because I believe that God has brought wisdom to a lot of women through this session. We'd like you to just pray for them. Say a word of prayer.
I pray for you, my fellow women. In the name of Jesus, you will not labor in vain.
Amen.
When your children are making it, you will not be in the grave.
Amen.
Decree that when your mates are harvesting, you will not be mourning.
Amen.
And in the name of Jesus, nobody will represent you on your days of joy.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you and do you good.
Amen.
And be extraordinarily